So on the pasuk that we're familiar with in this week's parsha, v'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'adecha, we have the Or HaChaim. So he says that v'ahavta. Right? No, actually, I want to do this. Where's the one I'm looking for? Where's the one I'm looking for? Yeah, b'chol levavcha. This is, it's on page 21, right? So, nira shiniskavin Hashem b'ma'amar zeh lahasir tina milev ohavav. Says the way he sees this pasuk, that's correct to explain it, that Hashem wants to remove any bad feelings or any ill will from people who love Him, and a person who wants to love Hashem but struggles with certain feelings, that I don't have certain things in my life, I'm lacking certain things. How could I love Hashem when I don't have these things that I'm asking for? V'husha Om Rabbi Sein Zal Zemur says, "Bonei Chayim Azonei La Bezuchus Tali Milsa El B'Mazla." The bonei, a person's children, chaye, their health, mazone, their parnosa, does not depend upon a person's zechuyos, their merits. It depends upon mazel. So you could have many wonderful, wonderful people who are lacking in these areas. Adkan, right? That's what the Gemara says. V'hine shloshu devarim elu heim klalus cheshek ha'adam v'cheftzo ba'olam. These are basically what a person really, their cheshek, their desire, what they want, with their whole, you know, wishes are in this world. Hachayim, mazonos, abonim. They don't have a long life. They have a livelihood. They have children. V'chaser echa mehena bar minan yikar meis. Chazal say it's so much of a definition of life that a person's lacking any one of these. For a certain extent, we know they're called not alive. Obviously, in Chayim, we know what that means. But in mazonos, an ani is chosh of kemeis. Person doesn't have bonim is considered like meis. And I believe the Achronim explained the reason why this person is called a mace in these things, because they're not able to do chesed for others. In their situations, if they're an ani, they can't give tzedakah. So that's not called being alive, because I can't help others. I don't have children. I can't give to them. So that's ke'ilah, a person's not alive. Uveshloshtam einam teluyim lahasigam be'emet sa'us avodas Hashem va'avaso. So these three things are so central to a person's sense of well-being, you know, they can't be attained through serving Hashem and loving Him, because it's not dependent on your zuchlius. It's dependent on mazel. So it comes out that even a person who could be serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu faithfully and loving Hashem is lacking one of these things. So v'zeh yisoyvev harchoka. This could cause a distancing, a sense of distance from Hashem. Me'ohav Hashem, one who loves Him. V'ma gam behiskabeitz ha'ohev shnayim mehem. If one of these things can be lacking, certainly a person is lacking two of these things, right? They're childless and they don't have a parnasa. So yes, chametz levavo bekirbo. His heart becomes like chametz stick. It becomes bitter. Bitter. He doesn't feel love. Doesn't feel desire to serve Hashem. Vagam she is chazik im levavo. Levavo lo yishmeenu, right? He wants to be mechazik himself in his heart and says, I'm serving Hashem. Emotionally, he doesn't feel it. Emotionally, he feels like I'm lacking something. So how can I do it? Ki murga sheilav yarchikenu mishmo mit lehov. Because he feels this emotional pain. I mean, the Or HaChaim is being very real here. It says the emotional pain the person's feeling is making him feel distance. I know maybe intellectually I'm supposed to, but my heart is so upset, I'm so troubled, and so on. I have so much tsar in my life. How could I love Hashem? So comes along the Or HaChaim and says, that's what the pasuk is teaching us. How to love Hashem despite these difficulties in these three areas. That's what we're coming to say. So a person should align the love of his heart within these three areas. Hagam even if they're taken from him. So he's going to go now through what the three things are. Number one, k'neged habonim, according to your children, omer b'chol levavcha, with all your heart, al derech oimru es bincha asher ahavta, like it says by the Akeda, your son who you love, right? Ahava bezo kizo, hu ahava hamamaleis lev adam v'chishko. This type of love that one has for a child, it fills their heart, their whole desire is spoken on, they're always thinking about them. So that's why it's described as one b'chol levavcha, that it fills up one's whole heart. So that's Aleph. Number two, Keneged Chai Adam B'chol Nafshecha. Right, when it says you should love Hashem with all of your soul, that's your life, because you're only alive because of your soul. Keneged Mizone Omer B'chol Ma'odecha. With your Parnasa, that's about with all of your Ma'odecha, means all of your resources. So how do these come together? Shiyarich B'dayta B'shloshtam Yachad B'Hashem. But he's aligning the love that he has for all these three things, which he has in the love for Hashem. How does that work? Number one, ki hu tov li Yisrael me'asar abonim. Hashem is better for the Jewish people than 10 sons, meaning that the love and a satisfaction a person has for children are found even more in the relationship than he can have with Hashem. Again, it's love to strive for, that a person could have so much more nachas and love from the relationship with Hashem. Number two, the Shulchan Gavoa Elyon Huma'oid. In terms of the Parnasa, you think about it, he doesn't have physical things, but the Shulchan Gavoa, the table upstairs on high, that he's going to get in Olam Haba, is going to be blow away, it's going to totally pale by comparison to anything you could have physically in material things in this world. Ke Maimer Hatana Shulchancha Gadol Mishulchanam. It says in Pirkei Avos, don't want the Shulchan Malachim, don't want the table that the kings have, because your table is better than their table. So a person thinks of that the love that he has for wealth will be replaced by love for Hashem, because he's getting spiritual wealth. And the third one, the Chaim, right? Mimenu Totzos Chaim. It says from him is the source of life. Hashem is the source of it. And as long as you're connected with Hashem, it means you're really connected to life in the truest sense of the term. The Af. We find even that even a person after a tzaddik dies, we know they're called alive. That tzaddikim are called alive even after they pass away, and rishonim are called dead even while they still, you know, technically have a biological pulse. Ka'omru uvanahu ben Yehoyada ben Ishchai ben Ishchayel. The pasuk in Shmuel Beis. So Chayel is, it says ben Ishchai, right, without the lamed. The Gemara has over there, that means that he was like a living person. Hare shafilu achar misa yikari chai. That even if a person who is, after death, a tzaddik is still coming alive. So even a person who is facing death, who is having difficulty in terms of physical issues, can serve Hashem in an elevated way even no longer after he's physically alive. But with Or HaChaim is explaining is it's all about perspective. I once heard Rabbi Tzvi Ram give a mashal for this. He said, imagine a person meets the love of their life. And the most amazing, right? And you know what? They stub their toe. So when a person say, I stubbed my toe, therefore now I the love of my life was a wasted evening. No, I met the love of my life. This is you know, everything else is totally insignificant. So it's a very high level that the Or HaChaim is talking about. But he says a person has that love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avas Hashem, which we say twice a day in the Shema. When a person has that unbelievable Avas Hashem, so if a person, again, I'm not belittling anything of Chane Chayeboni Mazone, but a person is lacking one of these three areas, but overall, it's a stubbed toe vis-a-vis the love that a person has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Shkoyach, good night, Shabbos.